Music and poetry go hand in hand.
Welcome to In Season, where we explore connections between people, nature, land, plants, and wildlife here in the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm Teresa Retzloff, and it's a live show today, if in case you couldn't tell. We had some interesting start there. And joining me today is Jessica Schleif. Jess.
Hey, T.
It's so great to see you. It's so great to see you. It's so great to be talking gardens and gardening and nature with you right now, because we've been having a pretty wild ride this winter. And I'd love to check in with you and think about, like, what's going on and what can we expect. We've got the wonderful Jack Harris running the board for us, who's welcome to jump in whenever he wants and has opinions. And as you just heard, it is Pledge Drive week here at KMUN. And I just want to say, like, at the top of the show, please consider making a donation and joining KMUN and supporting this wonderful, wonderful local resource. I've been thinking about this so much as we, you know, are navigating some weird times in weather and society and all of these things. And what really works for me is, like, thinking about community and connections and what connects us to one another. And for me, one of the things that really connects us is this wonderful community radio station that is a resource and a home and a place for stories. It allows Jess and I to come together and talk and muse about the world around us and the natural world and what's going on in it, and to share those stories with you. So if you feel moved and you can, please support. You heard it. I'm just going to say it again. You can go to KMUN.org online and click on the red donation button. You can call us at 503-325-0010, or you could even snail mail a check to P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon 97103. Jess, what do you think? Hi. What do you think about all this crazy weather we've had this year?
It's been so crazy. Firstly, I want to say thank you so much, KMUN, for just being here right now.
Yeah.
During the weather, during these
that windstorm.
During these crazy times, in so many ways, I feel like KMUN is like a friend that's out there kind of letting me know some things that are going on. And sometimes when you're alone and it's stormy, the radio station is just such an old friend, and such a old friend that's worth supporting. And I'm so glad that the station is here and that I'm here at the station.
Absolutely.
And yes, Teresa, the weather.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh, that snow. How were things for you?
It's been a really strange winter so far. I feel like we had that incredibly long, cold stretch.
Yeah.
In January.
Cold, dry stretch.
Where it was dry and the ground was just hard. And I had all these things planned. I was going to move some plants around. I'm like, January, yeah, it's winter. I'm going to get these moved. I have all these peonies I was going to dig and move to a new spot, get them reestablished. I had all this plants.
You're cold out there, too.
And it was just rock hard. I couldn't do a thing.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting kind of enforced, like, you just have to rest. Maybe you just have to sit next to the fire and think about stuff and make some plans and do. And so it was good in some ways, but that little voice in the back of my head's going,
I hear you. I kind of took advantage of some of that weather for some pruning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of pruning, moving some hardscaping things around. But yes, the soil in some places was just not workable. And I had to kind of almost take my hoary out of my tool belt and say, no.
Yeah.
Stop poking at the ground. It's too hard. Don't do that.
It's too hard. And then just dry. And that was freaking me out too, because, like, I mean, as much as the sunshine was lovely, and there were some days when it was really, really cold at night, but then the sun would come out during the day and it was warm, and I, you know, down to a t-shirt, working, you know, moving wood chips. But there was a part of me that just knew that was wrong. I mean, it's January, it's supposed to be raining. It should be wet. I mean, I was trying to enjoy it.
I don't know. Those supposed to be's and shoulds for the weather or kind of anything right now.
Yeah.
I just, our weather is definitely changing, and I don't think there's any way that
No, I was.
We get to predict perfectly what's going to happen.
At this time of year, I find whenever I see someone and they haven't seen me for a little while, they're like, oh, how's it going? How's the farm? How's, you know, winter? How are you getting excited about spring? And I kind of don't know what to say because I feel like my main strategy, and this is something that's really been coming out of these last few years that have felt like a big roller coaster of uncertainty. And it is like I'm trying to plan for uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I really don't know what's going to happen. Beginning of winter, I was hearing, oh, we're going to have a really cold, wet spring.
I heard the
cold,
same.
Wet, late spring, right? Well, I was just talking to someone the other day, and they're like, oh, I was reading in the almanac that we're going to have a warm, wet winter. And I'm like, well, warm, wet is really different than cold, wet. They're both wet. I mean, I'm glad for the wet, but you know, that's really different. And what that's saying to me is like even people who do some of these like long range, you know, reading the tea leaves are like maybe, but that still doesn't mean that unexpected things aren't going to happen.
It's true. It's true. And I think we're seeing more and more that unexpected means, oh, I didn't see that one coming. And the amount of times I've said that this year. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh.
Yeah. It's
like that.
I know.
Oh, okay.
What's going to be on our extreme weather bingo card this year? It's like, is it going to be another heat dome? Are we going to have snow in April? Could it be another windstorm that blows down trees? You know, it's just like, I don't know. But I'm expecting at least one of those.
Yeah.
And maybe a combination. Maybe we'll have drought this summer. For me as a farmer, I got to tell you, that is really crazy making because, you know, this is my job. This is my business. And I'm trying to, like, plan. And again, I often liken, you know, nature as being like, it's like having your major business partner who's, like, bipolar and doesn't take their meds. And, like, it's a lot. And there's like a, whoa, wait, what? What's happening now? What's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And so, I think for gardeners out there, for people who are just trying to like, you know, keep those plants that you've always kept alive, alive and thriving, and they always have worked, and now you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm just like, and I don't have any answers. I'm just saying like, I have compassion. We're all in it together.
I keep looking in the catalogs and I keep thinking about with clients, you know, I kind of have a climate change wish list. I don't know. Just anything to try and keep myself looking forward to what plants might like to be in community here in the future.
Yeah.
And thinking about experimenting in that way. And
yeah.
And my world is so much different than, you know, I really feel for the people that are trying to provide us with food and what those plants are now and what those plants are going to be in the future.
It's definitely changing. And it's a slow change and it's unpredictable, you know, again, because something will work for a while and then 1 year it won't.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, like, well, is that just an anomaly? Or is that something that maybe I have to take that off my list now because that's just not going to work here anymore?
Yeah, I hear you.
And so it's a lot of... you know, I guess the best part about it is that we're all in it together. You know, we as a community, we as a region are going through this. And this is where I feel like, you know, in thinking about what we're doing here right now, sitting here in the station here at KMUN, at Tilcombe House, and talking to people about, you know, our fears and our uncertainties and our like, but we are able to share these stories and talk to this greater audience, to all of you people out there listening right now and hear your stories too. Like when we run into you in the street, you email us or call or send something, post something on social media and ask questions or have comments. And I do get this feeling of us being in this together and all kind of trying to figure it out together.
For sure. And I think some of those observational skills that we can call in as far as pollinators in our gardens, precipitation levels, what's working, what's not working. It's so valuable.
It is. And even recognizing that within our region, we have a lot of diversity in microclimates. But I think everyone's seeing some of these effects and having some of that confusion. And it is just really wonderful to feel like you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You are part of a community. You are connected. And just segue incoming because being connected is one of the things that KMUN does for us. And I've been reflecting on this in the last couple of days, anticipating this show and thinking about, you know, why does this radio station mean so much to me? Why do I show up? Why do I volunteer to do this show?
Well, it's independent for me. I know when I moved here in the mid-90s, this was one of the draws for me, that we had a co-op, that we had a cooperative grocery store, and that there was a community radio station. These were some of the large draws for me to move to this community. Mm-hmm. I value so much those local and independent resources.
Yeah, yeah. And it is something that I think what we're realizing now is that you have to take care of those things or they can disappear. And sometimes we can take things for granted so much and just assume, because KMUN is free, right? It's out there. You're going to, you know, some of you listening now. Some of you listening are supporters and some of you are not. And that's okay. It's still going to be here. It's still going to be a resource. You're still going to get to hear all these things. But I really want to urge you, if you are not a supporter right now, to consider becoming one, become a new member, or if you've been just donating sporadically, maybe think about becoming one of their sustaining members as a repeater club, I think, where you commit to donating a certain amount every month.
Yeah.
And that helps them have stability in it. It gives you that certainty. And I think about it, as someone who works in a very uncertain business with a lot of uncertain income, you know, farmers get together sometimes and we joke about, like, oh, a regular paycheck. Oh, that just sounds so sexy and lovely and stable. What was that like?
The thing I think about every winter.
I know. And I think for KMUN, those repeater members, those people who are willing to commit and say, I'm going to give you this much every month because I really value what you do. Mm-hmm. That's that regular paycheck that they need so they can plan and they can sustain and they can keep being this amazing network that connects us and provides us with stories, with resources, with local news.
Mm-hmm.
I so value the news here. It's the integrity, the journalism that the news department here at KMUN exhibits is fantastic. And I mean, the music that you get exposed to, music you maybe never hear anywhere else, because it's such an eclectic group of people playing music here. And all the public affairs shows like this one, but that are highlighting different parts of our community.
It's a hopeful feeling, isn't it? Like knowing that all these people are showing up for you. They're showing up at the station for you to have a community roundtable, almost, you know, news, current events, like you're saying. But so many of those local shows are very close to my heart.
Yeah.
Getting to hear local people that have taken the time to, and are genuinely enthused about it, excited to show up at the station and make shows for you, shows for you. Support this.
Yeah, that is worth supporting.
You saying that it might disappear almost brought tears to my eyes. Well, like, I was like, oh my gosh,
I'm not.
What if it did disappear?
Well, I mean, and it's not, I mean, I'm not saying it's under imminent threat. It's not that. I mean, it's doing okay.
But we want it to be strong. We want it to be healthy. We want it to be resilient, to have our community radio station not having to fret like a farmer.
Absolutely.
Well, and give us a call at 503-325-0010, or you can go to kmun.org, click the donate button. It's super easy. Or if you're old school, mail us a check. It's P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon, 97103. We really look forward to hearing from you.
We do. And, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to someone the other day about compost and how for so many people, like, you get this huge load of compost, you buy all these bags of compost, you put it all over your garden, and you feel really good about it. And I've had, you know, people in the past think like, okay, I put all the compost out. That's it. I never have to do that again. And it's like, nope. Every year, every few months, but at least once a year, you've got to apply compost to the garden again to help keep the soil intact, to deal with the heavy rainfall, to keep the biology going in the soil. And that's what you're doing here when you donate, when you give whatever you can. You know, it can be a one-time donation. Maybe you've got $10 that you can give. That's great. Maybe you can donate $100 a month. That's great.
Maybe you've had a small windfall
in your life. You know, any of those things, but think about it like you are applying compost to the soil here at KMUN, and you're helping keep this radio station thriving and alive. And that soil biology is all of the microorganisms and all of the things that are keeping this alive. And I mean, we've talked a lot about the importance of compost, about soil biology, about soil health over the years. And I mean, scientists are still just beginning to understand how important the microorganisms in the soil are. And isn't that, I mean, that's what we're doing here. We're keeping these this alive by our donations and by our support. So please consider doing that. Are you putting out compost yet?
You know, my worm bin game is real strong right now.
Ooh, tell me about your worm bin.
In my own personal garden.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been making a lot of compost, doing the vermiculture thing in closed bins. And yes, I just did a harvest from one of my worm bins and am moving it around to the places that I know that I'm going to grow vegetables this year. I'm also extending some of my bed space. Just looking into my perennial beds, thinking, oh, where other places that I can sneak in food, other places that I can sneak in herbs or annual food, a squash here or there, off in the, you know, not my regular veggie beds, but thinking about other areas that I can sneak it into.
It's really nice to tuck things in to different places and see what happens. I just want to take a moment to pause. And for those of you who might just be joining us this morning on KMUN, you're listening to In Season, and I'm Teresa Retzloff, and I am here talking with Jessica Schleif,
my favorite
plant people here in the community. And in case you haven't guessed already, it's Pledge Drive Week, so we're going to keep dropping in the, hey, support KMUN, help us grow, help us thrive, working in those nature analogies, which I love so much. I've got a good one coming up. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I had a really good one. I got to figure out how to work it up, but there's a segue coming.
I'm just here to listen, Teresa.
I know. No. I want you to talk, because you're talking about your worms and how important that is. And worm composting is amazing.
Well, and to have all my household waste going into that, it just feels really exciting to see how quickly they can process it.
Worms
and
are
I can
phenomenal.
Make small batch compost right there on site.
Yeah. There is something about that. I have a feeling that this is going to be, I feel like, you know, when times get sort of uncertain, people tend to want to grow food. There is something kind of comforting about
I'm almost having the, you know, I know in the year 2000, you and I were both like, oh my God, we need to grow all the food in the whole world.
There is a sense of it. So I am fully expecting people to go hard into trying to plant veg in their garden. And I just want to say, even if you don't have a dedicated vegetable garden, you absolutely can tuck edible plants in to different places. They work fantastic. I mean, some of them are beautiful. Chard is a beautiful plant. So are a lot of the kales.
If you're not ready to grow yet, look at the food web. Buy from the food web.
Yeah.
See what they have in stock. And that helps guide you to think about what you could be growing.
Yeah. That's the North Coast Food Web. That's another one of our great local organizations. And they have a wonderful online market you can order from. And yeah, there's a lot of local producers that sell through that. So that's a great way to support, local and spending your money, investing in local things.
Investing in your community.
Investing in your community. And that really is, you know, I know as like a local business, as a local farm, I value it so much and I appreciate it so much when people come and spend money with our farm and buy things from us. And I know so many small business owners in our community who really talk to me about how much it means to them. And you may not think like, I don't know. But even if you just go in and buy a sticker or a cup of coffee or something, it can be a small, or you can have like a blowout fabulous dinner at a local restaurant, you know, whatever those, you know, there's a spectrum. And those investments that we are making in our local community are part of what keep this region thriving.
It's so true. And I think, you know, sometimes we are thinking about how we're spending our money and we're not wanting to spend our money on things that are so far away in companies that don't really value us as customers. And I just don't think the same way about our small local businesses.
No.
Like that is where I want to put my money. I want to put my money into this local economy.
Yeah.
I want to, just like I value KMUN and other nonprofits in the area, I really value my small business people in the area.
And it is that like investing, nurturing our community, nurturing what we have here. You know, everyone has their network of friends and community members and businesses that they shop at and places that they go, parks that you like to visit, you know, beaches you like to go to, all the different things that are amazing and special and wonderful about this area. And it's worth investing in things. It's worth donating. Now during this pledge drive for KMUN, it's worth helping this radio station that, that connects so many of us. Mm-hmm. In good times, it's a place to come together for celebration when there's a big festival in town and they're talking about what's going on and giving news about it. You know, they just went through the Fisher Poets and all kinds of things going on, and they provide so much connection and information about that. But also in the hard, scary times when there's a massive storm going on and people's power are out and maybe you're doing a little crank radio trying to listen in. I remember when Packy and I were first, we were still living on our farm down in Seaside during 2007, during that huge storm that hit, you know, and our power was out for days and days. And we just had this little crank radio. And we're like, and like tuning into KMUN.
I think I got my crank radio from KMUN from a donation.
But it was like just being able to hear someone's voice saying like, hey, this is what's going on. And this highway is still closed. And these things are still happening. That meant so much to us. And it was just like a live voice. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really know that many people in the community, but it just felt like a friend talking to you saying, hey, here's the latest. Here's what I know. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Things are a little messed up right now, but it's going to be okay. Hang in there. And that connection was so powerful and made us really feel part of things. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Okay, here we go. Because I've been reading some books about, I've been thinking a lot about soil and plants, because that's my jam. And during the winter, I try to give myself time to read books that are, you know, like maybe not about farming, but, you know, adjacent. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking a lot about how plants communicate with one another. And these amazing networks under the soil of how trees, in a stand of trees, like one tree on one side of it, can know that something's happening to the tree on the other side of it. And there's some way that this...
She's reading some Simone Simard.
Yeah, well, lots of things. But just like these networks, that and we don't understand how necessarily that is. Because you can't, like using the word talking or communicating implies a kind of consciousness that we don't attribute to plants. But there is a way that they know. There is a way that that network is happening. And I was thinking about that and like the mycelium networks that are so vibrant under the soil and connecting and all of this. And that, to me, that visual was a little bit of like what this radio station is. It is dropping into someone's earbuds right now as they're walking their dog on a beach. Someone's phone, they're listening to it. Someone's driving in a car right now and you're listening to us talk. Someone's sitting at home on their laptop. Someone's got their radio on while they're doing the dishes. Things are going on, and KMUN is just dropping into all these different places, not in a creepy way, but just in a way that's like,
and they're invited. It's consensual.
And we're all hearing these same stories and these same things that are happening in our community. And we're hearing news. We're hearing updates. We're hearing great songs. We're hearing about what's going on. And it's that connection. And so someone in Jewel can be connected and hearing about something that's happening in Cannon Beach. If they were just in their little Jewel community, they may not know that that thing is happening in Cannon Beach, but they're tuned into KMUN and they're hearing about it. So this
is expanding that network.
It is worth supporting this. It is worth investing in this. And I know there's people out there, maybe you're already a supporter, but you could maybe make an extra support, maybe an extra donation. I'm talking to you, Bill. You know. And just kick up a little bit more for KMUN, because this is absolutely worth it. If you can, join me. Our farm, 46 North Farm, we're a business member of KMUN. If you're a small business, that can be a great way to support and show that you value this other entity that helps, again, keep us so connected in this community. So please consider supporting in whatever amount, in whatever way you can.
And also remember that those small donations really, they add up. They add
up. Absolutely. And maybe you can just make a small donation now. Maybe you can make a small one-time donation. That's okay. If you can be a sustaining member, that's okay. It's whatever spectrum works for you, whatever you've got in your pocket that you can help put a little compost on KMUN today.
Top dress us.
Top dress. Top dress the station.
Keep that mycelial network growing.
Absolutely. Because you have to feed those things. You do. And that's what we know. I'm thinking about that so much. This is the time when we're building our beds, I'm using my broad fork, getting the soil worked, putting out fertilizer, putting out compost, getting ready to tuck those plants into the soil and let their roots go out and find all that good stuff in the soil. And that's what we're doing here today and this week. So please, sometime this week when you're tuning in or when you're just thinking about what a great thing KMUN is, I want you to go to KMUN.org, click that donate button, call the station 503-325-0010, and consider making a donation for whatever you can. And just think about you, that's you being connected. That's you helping this connection, this network stay alive and thrive and be here for all of us.
Being a member, there's a sweetness in it.
It is. And it's so valuable. And, you know, again, I think like one of the things that I love about being a gardener as well as a farmer is like when gardeners get together and we tell stories, because gardeners love to talk about plants. Mm-hmm. They love to talk about what's going on. What this crazy thing? Well, this is blooming already. And I love the ability to have that connection in our community. And I'm so grateful that KMUN has made space for this show for so many years. And I've gotten to meet so many amazing people. And you and I have had such great conversations. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I've learned so much from you about things over the years and about how to interact with nature in a more thoughtful way. Mm, and I'm so grateful for that. Sweet. And that is possible because this radio station exists. This building exists. All this equipment exists. Jack is here hanging out. The staff is here supporting. And this is a wonderful part of my life. And I'm really grateful to it. And I'm grateful to everybody who listens and who does support. It's really important. And it means so much to all of us, to all of us volunteers. And I know it means so much to the staff and to our community.
Amazing community resource.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We live in a beautiful place. We live in a rainforest. We have ocean and river and trees and wildlife. And, you know, that's also something that it's easy to take for granted because it's just there. Yes. You know, I'm driving into town and there's like a bald eagle swooping down over Young's Bay getting fish. And I'm like, oh yeah, it was another bald eagle. And then I have friends or family come visit and they're like, oh wow, you live here. It's amazing. So let's not take it for granted.
Yeah, and let's not take for granted that we do have a community radio station also. I don't know what the statistics are these days, but there's not a lot of them out there, and it's such an important part of our small community.
Mm-hmm. And it's that thing where, you know, it's been built and it exists, and so let's keep it going, because if this went away, it would
let's
be so complicated to try and rebuild
it.
So
let's keep nurturing this.
Yeah, nurture it and help us grow. And thank you so much for listening. We really are so grateful. And Jess, I'm so grateful to you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Jack, thanks for being here and running the board for us. And thank you to KMUN for being here for all of us. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And please consider calling and making a donation or going online to KMUN.org. We really, really appreciate your support. Thank you. And I think that's it.
Another beautiful in season.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next time.